Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 8th, 2015, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how you doing today?
Pretty good, you?
I can't complain. So, looking at our list of topics here, it looks like it's been a bit of a slow week.
It's getting shorter and shorter as the days go, shorter too.
Yeah, well, I guess with Christmas coming up and New Year's, people aren't really releasing a lot of new product. They're probably more focused on keeping the stuff they have out in stock for people to buy for the holidays.
Yeah, that's pretty sure.
And I'm thinking it's probably the worst time of year to launch Kickstarters, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be quiet for the holidays. Maybe we'll change the release schedule a little bit until things pick back up in January. We'll have to see. So that being said, I guess let's look at our upcoming events. And once again, we're going to mention the Elizabeth Beckley Masterclass. January 30th and 31st, it's a two-day event. $70 US per day, payable to Elizabeth Beckley through PayPal. Day one, painting a 28mm standard miniature. Day two focuses on painting chibis and the techniques and something. I lost my train of thought. Wow, that's really good. I've only been plugging this class for a month now, guys. This is kind of embarrassing. Techniques and color palette. That's what I was trying to say for painting chibi miniatures. So it's going to be an interesting class. Hope to see you guys there. Antoine and I will be attending. And there's still a few seats left for day one. Because I think we're at 9 of 10, but I think we can go up to 12. And on day two, I think we're about halfway full, maybe a little bit more. So get on that if you want to attend. And that's it for events. So now let's take a look at the news. So as always, we've broken this down into two sections, crowdfunding and non-crowdfunding. And starting off with the non-crowdfunding, we've got Knight Models with some new releases for the Batman miniature game. So they've released the Batman and Catwoman from the animated series.
Oh, sweet minis.
Yeah, I know. They've really, really captured the cartoon look. Like, these are awesome. And there's really not much more to say about it. They look like the animated series models.
We've only seen painted versions, and the paint job on them is perfect.
Yeah, so the colors and everything.
I don't know how hard they will be to paint to a good level.
I know, right? It's. I bet you it's more challenging than we think.
Yes, I think. Oh, I think it's gonna be challenging. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but they. They really look sweet. I'm just looking at the model now, and man, I'm gonna have to pick that up.
Yeah, I'm not a Batman, the character of Batman, not that much of a fan.
Well, I was gonna say I know you're not Batman, so it's.
But I do have a crew for the Batman miniature games. Yeah, I'm sure nobody knew. I do have a crew for the Batman miniature game, but it's not a Batman crew. But those models might make me get the Batman crew if they release enough of them. What's I'm wondering is if they're going to release more from the animated series, because it might look strange mixing the animated and the non-animated characters together.
Yeah, it won't look right. It totally won't look right. But I suspect we'll see more from the animated series.
I'm pretty sure.
Because that series had a huge following, too.
Yeah.
So, that should be pretty awesome. All right. Next up. Ooh, this is one I found. Packmaster Kozakar, previewed for Wrath of Kings. So, this guy is... I was about to say Wolfen, but wrong game. Gorizzi, I believe, is the name for it in Wrath of
faction,
Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a big bad werewolf for the Kurdzi faction, and he looks awesome. He's got these giant antlers. He's very Lord of the Feast combined with, using some War Machine terms here, Lord of the Feast meets Getarex or whatever. he's just a wicked-looking model, and the concept art for him looks really awesome, too. And he's on a nice base with, like, some, I was going to say wolves, not really wolves. They're kind of like some sort of hound thing. They look almost like hellhounds. They've got tusks, and it's a sweet-looking model.
Yes.
Even if you don't play the game, this is one worth picking up just to paint.
For sure.
I will probably grab him at Adepticon if he's released by then, because I won't be able to resist. I'm weak, Antoine. I'm weak.
Oh, that's fine.
Next up, something else I'll pick up, but for different reasons. Fantasy Flight has announced the next wave of expansions for their X-Wing miniature game. And first and foremost on that list is the Ghost. Now, the Ghost is a large base Rebel ship and is pulled out of the Star Wars Rebels cartoon series. And so the ship is going to feature all the characters of the Ghost and rules for its attack shuttle. So it basically launches a small fighter base vehicle from it. So that is going to be pretty cool. It's It's an excellent reproduction of the cartoon ship, and I'll probably pick it up for my wife because she really likes that cartoon. And I totally won't ever use it to play X-Wing, I swear.
Do you play X-Wing anywhere? Ever?
I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I got it as a casual game for when friends come over that aren't really miniature gamers, but like miniatures. Yeah, and they're all geeks, right? We're gamers. We all like Star Wars.
Yeah, for sure.
And the joy of X-Wing is that you can teach it to someone in 5 minutes, right? There's really not much to it. So some simple rules, some colored dice, templates, and go. So it's a great pickup game. And since it all comes pre-painted, it's really like a zero, aside from cash investment, it's a zero investment miniature game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice. Next up is Micro Arts Studios released the Giant Golem for Wolsung. Now, this is another model that I don't play Wolsung, and I have no intention of playing Wolsung, but I need to find a reason to use this model. Maybe use it as a proxy Colossal or something for War Machine.
I don't know. Fit like an Adeptus Mechanicus.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Adeptus model. Mechanicus, give a little bit of conversion.
Yeah, you just switched the lamppost for something else.
You know, I didn't realize it was a lamppost it was holding. I totally missed that. This is a really sweet looking resin model, very kind of retro sci-fi meets deep sea diver.
Yeah, it would probably do a cool Mercs Colossal.
Like a galleon?
Yeah, an alternate galleon.
Yeah, because it's got a couple of guns and stuff too, like the galleon does. I think it looks really sweet. And its price, well, it's not cheap, but it's not crazy expensive either. 80 euros, what would that be here?
It's pretty big.
No, it's a big model, and it's resin, so I have no problem with the price point. 80 euros, what would that translate to? About 120, 130 Canadian?
116.
Okay. Yeah, so for 116 bucks, I think it's very reasonable for that model.
Yeah,
I think folks should check that out. And I haven't heard of, I've heard of Wolsung, but I haven't heard anything from them in a long time. Nothing's kind of been picked up on my radar.
Oh, they had a second Kickstarter earlier this year for their Alfling faction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it didn't, not a lot of buzz, right? But this actually seemed to generate a bit of buzz. So, yeah. And along the same lines, since we're talking about Mechanicum, Forge World has released the mother of all laser guns. So the Mechanicum Ordinatus Ulator, whatever it is.
Something like that.
It's a big gun with tank treads on it. I mean, if your gun is so big, you need treads to carry it around. You're doing
something
right.
It's so big, you have four sets of treads.
Yeah. And in one of the shots on the Forge World homepage right now, it's got like an action shot of that unit in a Mechanicum army. And the Castellan, like the little Castellan robot. Well, I guess they're not Castellans. What are the small robots called? The Castellans are the big ones.
I think those are the Castellans.
Are they the Castellans?
Yeah.
Well, they look tiny compared to this thing. Oh, yeah, those are the Castellans. Right, you can see those robots in the background. Sweet Jeebus. Yeah, it's a big-ass gun. It's got a big-ass price tag, too. But
that's crazy, that price tag.
You know, 550 Canadian?
Yeah, we were making fun of Archaon last week.
Yeah. Well, it's Forge World. It's resin. It's Games Workshop.
I mean, it's probably thousands of pieces.
I don't want to think about it.
Looking at the model and knowing how Forge World
builds stuff.
Builds their stuff. This model is probably a pain to assemble.
But that would be an awesome centerpiece model, you have to admit.
Yeah, for sure.
I think no one can say anything less than that.
Absolutely not.
All right. And moving into the Kickstarter stuff. This is a super thin section. We only have one item for this. And this has completely escaped me, but yeah, I guess this came up on your radar. It's a Slavic Fantasy Miniatures relaunch for Deraj Studio. And again, I may be pronouncing that name wrong. Some cool figs, some neat concepts. They've already been funded. He wasn't looking for much, but he's already there. The models he has look really cool. I think they'd make an excellent warband for Frostgrave or something.
Mm-hmm. Or some historical Slavic inspired
characters
for
historical. Yeah. They're 32mm. You know, so they'd also fit into a War Machine army for a proxy, or maybe even a Warhammer Fantasy or Age of Sigmar army.
Yeah, they would do cool Huntsmen for Kador the Kassites, maybe. But They don't have bows, but they would fit the concept.
Yeah. So on the whole, I think they're a nice looking set of models. Definitely something a little bit different than what we normally see out there.
Absolutely.
And he's also got a game he's developing for it called Portals, Worlds Collide, I believe.
Yep.
And he's got some tutorials on the Kickstarter, too, for how that game plays and a couple turns worth of play and an overview of the unit cards and stuff. So it looks like it's potentially interesting if you feel like backing a little indie company making some cool-looking miniatures. Mm-hmm. It's a Kickstarter for you.
And the sculptors are some pretty known ones, like Patrick Kate from Bombshell Babes is one of the sculptors. The other I won't try to pronounce.
Yeah. That pricing's pretty good. It looks to be about $10 US per miniature.
Yep.
So, hard to go wrong. All right, folks. I think that wraps up the news this week. See you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.